The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
Four wins in a row and points in seven straight games. It's been a nice run for San Jose Sharks hockey, and they want to keep that going as they face off against a team in the basement of the Pacific Division. Tonight, it's the San Jose Sharks with 19 points on the year, 1 point behind Los Angeles, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Utah, and Chicago against the Calgary Flames at 4-12-2, 10 points on the campaign. The last effort against Minnesota was not exactly the Sharks' best over the full 60 minutes, but they found a way to get it done. And the way that they got it done was by getting a goal from Colin Graf at 2:41 of overtime. Macklin takes the puck, slides it back to Dickinson. Celebrini knocked down Zuccarello there. Play continues. Here's Celebrini with it down the left across the line. Macklin moving in with Graf, who he scores! Colin Graf from Macklin Celebrini. He stick handles right around the goaltender. Graf puts it past him, and the Sharks win in overtime, 2-1. Half the team going to Graf. Half the team going to Askarov. Askarov wasn't even supposed to start today, and he gets the start and the victory. And the Sharks, on a goal by Colin Graf in dramatic fashion from Macklin Celebrini, stunned the crowd in Minnesota. Before that, the Sharks were down 1-0 in the third period, but Will Smith scored a huge goal on the power play, and that tied things up.
Sharks are on the man advantage. They move through center ice, get across the blue line, head to the slot, Toffoli in front. Here's a play, Smith should score! Toffoli to Celebrini to Smith, and Will Smith ties the game 1-1 with a tic-tac-toe goal that was a thing of beauty, and it was on the power play in the third.
One of the common themes was Macklin Celebrini. As has been case for much of the season, Celebrini figured in on all of the important plays, including assists on both Sharks' goals. Macklin was pretty happy that the team found a way to win in Minnesota by grinding things out.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it. We grinded our way out there. I think it wasn't really our best game, but it was pretty cool that, I mean, all the guys at the end were young guys.
Colin Graf, who scored the game winner, said that keeping the team's resolve was hugely important, and it was a big lesson to learn.
Yeah, you know, as you said before, it wasn't our best. I think, Goody put some music on, got the boys going into third, just sort of trying to get the vibes going, trying to get everyone's spirits up, and it worked for sure.
All three players on the ice were young players when the Sharks scored the game-winning goal. That can be challenging for a coach to throw kids out there in overtime, but Ryan Warsawski says these kids are making it a little bit easier for him to make that kind of a decision.
Yeah, I think, you know, throughout the 60 minutes before, we get a pretty good feel of who's going that night. There's going to be some nights where your veterans are the ones that are carrying the load. There's going to be some nights that your younger guys and a guy like Colin Graf and Sam Dickinson can jump up there and play in those situations. And we have full belief throughout our roster that certain guys can play in a lot of different situations. And Graf has played some really good hockey these last couple of games. He's earned that right to be out there, as has Sam. So, tonight, hopefully it's someone different. Maybe it's the same guys. We'll see. Hopefully we don't go to overtime. We can win it in regulation.
Will Smith, who had the first goal for the Sharks in the game, said it was really interesting to see all three young players on the ice for the Sharks in overtime.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think we want to be a big part of this team. And, Graf had a great goal there and a great dish by Max. So it was really cool.
Smith says that he's learned a lot along with his teammates about getting the game back after not having your A game early.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot. I think 40 minutes we weren't playing our game, and but you need to win games like that in order to be a really good team. And you just got to stick with it.
And Celebrini adds that there is a certain way to look at games like that and build on it for the future.
I just stick with it, change things that aren't working, and have a good goalie in that for sure.
The Teal Report will continue from Calgary in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
Stars.
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
There's one interesting fact about the Calgary Flames roster that should be of great interest to people in Northern California. Both goaltenders, Dustin Wolf, who will start against Yaroslav Askarov tonight, and Devin Cooley are from the Bay Area. Wolf was born and raised in Gilroy, although he did detour to L.A. to play for the Junior Kings, and Cooley is from Los Gatos. I talked to Devin Cooley before the game about that topic and many others.
What do you make of the fact that here we are in a hockey hotbed in Western Canada, and you get two goalies that are both from the San Jose region?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cool, right? Like, it's kind of like I tell Wolfie, like, we're making history a little bit. You know, it's really special, and me and Wolfie have a really close bond, so that's awesome. And it's great having other people from the hometown area.
One thing you have to do is you have to hold the fort a lot, and it's been a tough start to the season. How are you guys holding up?
Yeah, I mean, as a goalie, it's really important to not get too caught up in the result and just really focus on doing your job the best that you possibly can, you know, so making saves and just continue to focus on what you can control. And as a goalie, there's a lot of things that you can't control, and it's important to leave that alone and just continue to try to do the best job that you possibly can, whether you're the best place team in the league or the last place team, or you're the best goalie in the league or the worst goalie in the league. It doesn't matter. You know, it's like every single day you just work hard, as hard as you possibly can, and continue to do your job.
You have different physical makeups, but what have you learned about the position from Dustin Wolf?
Yeah, I mean, he uses his size really well, and we've kind of come up through the same goaltending department a little bit, so we're trying to play like a similar style, but he does things a little bit different than I do, and I do things a little bit different than he does. I think the biggest thing is that, you know, his post play, you'll see him hold his edges a lot, and he has probably some of the best edges and the best footwork in the entire world, and so it's awesome being able to see him do that every single day. And he kind of has to with his size a little bit, right? And he's excellent at it, and it's been really fun. And so it's like, okay, so if he can do that, you know, at his size, you know, maybe I could hold my edges a little bit longer too and use my size a little bit better too, and use my athleticism and mobility and stuff. And it's been great. You know, every time, after every game, we're always talking about, you know, how things went and blah, blah, how we're feeling. And we've had some really good conversations.
Do you think it still gives you both a little bit of an extra jump when you see the Sharks uniforms on the other side of the ice and know that they're coming at you?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a little surreal for me, but I think he's kind of a little bit of a fake Northern California. He went down to L.A., you know, so I think his team is the L.A. Nice. Kings and Jonathan Quick, you know, those guys. And but no, it's really awesome, and it's great to see all the California teams, you know, doing well again. And yeah.
One of the things that the Sharks have always had the last few years is a goaltending department that really puts a lot of time in not only scouting goaltenders, but also working with each of you each and every day. Was that your experience when you were with the team?
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I talked about it a lot when I was there. You know, Thomas Spear was just unbelievable and really put me on a right path, you know, for my career and stuff. And we spent a lot of time together, and he was just an awesome person and a really awesome goalie coach. We really connected. And Nabby too, you know, I got to work with him a little bit, and he's an awesome guy as well, and obviously somebody I grew up watching and idolizing a little bit. So it's just really special to work with him as well. And yeah, it just seems like the goalies in San Jose just continue to get better and better, and the goaltending department is just top notch.
Well, we're really proud of both of you guys and want to wish you the best.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's good to see you again.
The Sharks recalled Jakub Skarek from the American Hockey League San Jose Barracuda today in order to back up Yaroslav Askarov. Goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic is off on personal leave on injured reserve. Meanwhile, the Sharks put Tim Liljegren back into action, and he'll play alongside Dmitry Orlov as Shakir Mukhamadulin will sit it out. Other than that, same lineup. We're on the air at 5:30 with Drew Amenda joining me tonight. Until then, that's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.